News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, rents for newly built properties will no longer be capped at a 2% increase annually, but will instead be tied to the rate of inflation under plans set to be considered by the Cabinet. Tomorrow, joining me to discuss this is Marion Finnegan, Managing Director of Sherry Fitzgerald. Marion, what do you make overall of this idea and some of the other changes that are coming out in terms of tenancies as well?
I think we have a massive challenge in the rental market, of that there's no doubt. And the critique that's been given by many of the investors, whether they're private investors or the large scale institutional investors, is that policy keeps changing for the rental sector. And I think what we needed this year was a clear path for the future and certainty in terms of the rental market. Unfortunately, I don't think these measures are going to give us that. First of all, when you've got a massive challenge in terms of the stock available to rent, we need some fairly significant measures to bring that stock to the market. And simply tying the rents to inflation is not actually resolving an issue. We are in a precarious position because, you know, rental pressure zones do exist and rental caps have been in place, and it's very hard to unravel those. But this measure, I think, is just it's too little too late, to be honest.
Yeah, presumably, like, if you're an investment firm looking at Ireland, you are thinking, what's the profit I can make? How much can I hike up the rents? And inflation is a very uncertain thing. It could, as we've seen over the last few years, it could be 11% one year, it could be 0.5% another. I mean, is inflation typically an attractive thing for an investor to tie rents to?
I think, first of all, the premise that you're coming from is that investors are coming in and looking to hike up rents. That's not necessarily the case. Investors are looking to get a reasonable return that they can forecast into the future. And the problem with the Irish market is that we keep changing our mind in terms of what the policies around the market are going to be. So this, again, is just another example of a whimsical change which will have very, very little impact on investor sentiment or on the market in general, but will be discussed, you know, a lot in the next couple of weeks, again, creating greater levels of confusion. We need to understand that we need at least 10 and potentially 15,000 new rental units to enter the market every year. This measure is going to do nothing to attract that level of investment or attract investors into the marketplace.
What about the smaller landlords as well? Because one of the measures being discussed here is a 6-year security of tenure for renters, at which they will have their rents capped. Presumably, for institutional landlords, maybe that's less of an issue. But if you're a smaller landlord or an accidental landlord who is trying to plan their future and had this maybe as their pension, being tied into a definite 6-year term, you know, mightn't be the best thing for you.
Again, it's another measure which could make the market increasingly unattractive. So what we've seen in the last 10 years typically is that for every one private investor that's investing in this market, 3 are leaving. So that's, you know, that's investors speaking with their feet and saying, this is not a market which we want to invest in or want to keep our money in. So to put another restriction on that investor's ability to withdraw from that market is, again, just another deterrent for investors. So what we need to do is encourage investors, not deter them. And the measures, I understand the principle, which is that they're trying to create certainty and prevent rents from rising. The only way you'll create certainty in this market is if you improve the stock levels so that renters have choice, and therefore they're not going to be tied to a property where rents are too high. That's how we resolve the issue. These measures aren't going to achieve that, unfortunately.
Yeah, it seems to me, because there's been criticism on the other side that this is going to be bad for renters and that, fine, you have your security for 6 years, but once the tenancy is broken after that, things could be hiked up, to use that phrase again. It sort of seems, Marion, looking at this, that neither renters nor landlords are happy with these ideas.
I think that's a good summary. I mean, what do renters need? They need to have a choice in the marketplace and they need to be able to move freely. They don't want to be tied to an accommodation that's no longer suitable to their needs. And they need to know, when they do want to move, that there will be other options available to them. And the investors need to know with certainty what the return is going to be, and equally know that if they need to, for whatever reason, that they can exit that investment. And these measures, I think, are counterintuitive to both of those needs.
If you're talking about getting more investment into Ireland and increasing building, what would you have done if this isn't going to be enough to increase it?
I think dividing it into two, I think I would put together a plan for the next 6 to 10 years for the rental sector and provide the institutional investors with certainty. These are the policies that are going to be in place over the next 5 to 10 years. We're not changing our mind. And for the private investors, I think if we're urgently trying to encourage more investment in the marketplace, that does involve incentives. So the rate of return for private investors and indeed for institutional investors to a lesser extent isn't as attractive as it could be. So that's what we need to do, is provide some form of incentive to encourage the investors that are here to be retained in the marketplace and for new investors to come in. The obvious place to do that is the new build sector, because you're encouraging, if you're making that sector more attractive for all types of investors, it will underpin demand, underpin affordable demand, demand that can be realised and create a greater level of construction activity. The big critique of last year and indeed of this year is that we're not going to build enough houses. And one of the big components of construction activity in the previous years was institutional investors who were forward funding development of apartments and houses for the rental sector. That needs to come back. We need to see construction activity improve, and solutions around those measures would be the only way that we can achieve higher levels of output.
Marion Finnegan, Managing Director of Sher & Fitzgerald, thanks for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.